Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Also, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. You can find out more about the age of the customer, and I'll tell you, if you're, we talked about the CEOs in the previous segment, CEO planning, and that whole activity with our good friend Jeff Sabar in the last segment. If you're, the age of the customer must be that the whole concept of the new era we're moving into must be part of your CEO strategy. Jeff Sabar is here. He's an award-winning small business journalist, the author of a number of books on small business, and he is the chief home officer. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Great to be with you.
You know, Jeff, you and I over the years have talked about how to use social media and that we definitely think small business owners need to be on using social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, etc. And as you know, in my book, I talked about all that too. But I also warned small business owners to use. I told them to use their platforms, but don't trust them,
right?
Because those companies are not on our side; they're on their side.
Right.
They're on the side of the share price now that they've gone public. And so there have been some interesting things that have happened recently that that I think are sort of demonstrating how true that is. There one thing, Jeff, was the Princeton study. Did you see what happened with the Princeton study?
No, I did not.
70%, I think it is, of Facebook's users, according to the study,
there you go, right,
could be gone by 2017.
Right.
Remember that?
I didn't know by name, but I knew the stat. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so, folks, this is a Princeton study. This isn't some online thing. It may have been 80%. I forgot, but it was a huge number.
Right.
Of their core users might be gone by 2017.
Right. Right.
Now, I don't know. You know, I don't really think that's astonishing to me. What do you think?
We see migration. We see it hard for these technology companies to hold on to their audience because, look, we're a tough crowd, and I don't know that the boomer generation is as tough as the millennials, the Gen Xers,
right,
the Gen Yers, because they're sort of the shiny object syndrome of what's next, and we saw it yesterday. We saw that Facebook dropped $19 billion with a B dollars on an app that is still considered startup phase. I tell you what,
they actually called it a startup.
They called it a startup. I'd love to be one of those early stage investors.
I think it was 16 billion, Jeff. But
well, I'm looking at there's all sorts of numbers. So
okay,
so whether
right,
it's 19,
it was
you know,
it was unbelievable amount of money, folks. And with a B, we're talking for a startup with a B. Now, Jeff, does that not sound a little desperate to you?
Well, it sounds desperate for a company. Desperate. One man's desperation may be another man's CEO strategizing here, but it shows where the market is going, and you have to look at what Google does. They buy everything. They're buying robotics. They're buying music services. They're buying YouTube years ago because they saw where things are going. They didn't want to be left out in the cold. For Facebook, which is a messaging service between the masses, they bought WhatsApp, which is a messaging service, a more focused messaging service that
right,
delivered 10 billion messages a day over the course of the past couple years in its growth stage. So what we're seeing going on is this company is, meaning Facebook, is sort of not just hedging its bets, but buttressing its periphery and its flanks in case the market does change in the way that you just identified. It's trying to position itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the business is going to go. I'm sure Zuckerberg says, I think I know where it's going to go.
So what you're saying is you think Zuckerberg and his team are being CEOs. They're anticipating where their customers, maybe they took the Princeton study to heart, and who knows, maybe they commissioned the Princeton study. They're taking it to heart, and they're being CEOs, and they're saying, okay, our business model is not going to look the same in 3 years.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you.
We better go out here and as you say, hedge our bets. So maybe instead of desperation, maybe it's more calculated CEO work. And if that's the case, good for them. The thing to remember, though, is they don't have customers. Like, the people that drive their business model are not customers, they're users.
They're users, exactly.
And a user
exactly
has a different relationship with you than a customer does.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And users, they flit through one to the other. I mean, that's the difference between a Facebook, for example, and a LinkedIn. I mean,
right,
LinkedIn, many people, and I've been a free user of LinkedIn forever, but I'm about to pull that trigger and buy in, because for those who don't know LinkedIn,
on the premium side.
Because the reason is because my business is about connections and getting in touch with the Jim Blasting Games that I don't know in the world so that I can
right
interview them and use them for my stories or
right
further my
right
career or
right
whatever. But you don't do that on the free side. And
mm-hmm,
more to the point, and with all of these, back to your original point.
You need to do a little more work on that. Let's talk about that next time.
Absolutely.
Talk about the premium side of LinkedIn. It's about $100 a year, I think. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, quick.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Good job, Jeff, today. Come back soon.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasting Game. Stay with me.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.